Hello, everyone.
欢迎大家，特别是朋友们，来到今天这个福音的聚会。
We welcome everyone, especially our gospel friends, to this gospel meeting.
很高兴见到你们。
We're very happy to meet you.
今天我们靠着主的恩典，要把主的福音向大家介绍一下。
And today, according to God's grace, we want to introduce to you what the gospel is.
每次我就觉得要讲神的救恩。神的这个大爱，我们就觉得我们实在是拙口笨舌的人。
Every time I feel that we need to speak of His salvation and of His great love, I feel that we're at a loss for words.
我们真是希望我们有千万颗口啊，能把他的这个爱哦，能表达出来。
If only we had 10,000 mouths and tongues to speak of His great love.
但我们实在是非常的软弱有限。
And yet we are weak and limited.
所以我们要把聚会先交在主手里。
And so first off, we want to give this meeting to His hands.
要不要我们再有些简短的祷告。
So let's pray.
天上的父啊，宇宙万物的神。
Dear Heavenly Father, Creator of all things.
我们主耶稣基督的父也是我们的父。
The Father of our Lord Jesus is also our Father.
感谢你创造万物。
Thank you for creating all things.
并且感谢你赐给我们主耶稣基督做我们的拯救。
And thank you also for sending your son to be our savior.
又让我们来传讲你的救恩。
To allow us again to speak of your salvation.
你知道我们的软弱。
You know our weaknesses.
求你借着你的圣灵来帮助我们。
So through your spirit, please help us.
是讲的听的都蒙你的恩典。
Whether speaking or hearing, may we receive your grace.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. Amen.我名字叫迪维，我是从大陆新疆来的。
My name is Di Wei, and I am from mainland China.
16年前，我接受了主耶稣基督做我的救主，生命得到了可以大陆的话天翻地覆的变化。
About 16 some years ago, my life received a great change in a way where heaven and earth were turned upside down.
今天愿意把神的这个恩典这个救恩介绍给大家。
And so I'd like to introduce to you God's grace and this salvation.
因为主告诉我们白白的得来要白白的舍去。
Because he tells us what you have freely received, freely give.
耶稣是谁呢？
So who is Jesus?
耶稣不是别人。
Jesus is none other.
耶稣乃是纯洁的神的儿子。
Apart from being the holy son of God.
是全人类的救主。
He is the savior of all mankind.
不光是美国人的救主，也是中国人的救主。
Not just the savior of American people, but also Chinese people.
是创造宇宙万物的神赐给我们人的爱的礼物。
He is the gift and also the creator of all mankind and all things.
他的名翻出来就是耶和华神是我们的拯救。
His name translated is Jehovah, our salvation.
我们知道创造宇宙万物这位神是肉眼看不见的。
We know that this creator of all things, you cannot see him with your physical eyes.
耶稣就是这位看不见的神，慈爱的天父，借着他的儿子亲自在肉身中向人显现出来。
Jesus is the person whom you cannot see, yet the Son of God who came upon this earth to save all of us.
使我们可以看见他，使我们可以摸到他，使我们可以认识他。
And when he came to this earth, it was so that we could see him, we could touch him, we could hear him.
他这样显现出来没有别的目的，而是要拯救我们。
So when he came, it was for no other purpose other than just saving us.
救我们脱离罪、死还有我们虚空的生活，把我们的脚牵到平安的路上。
To save us from death and from ourselves, and also so that he could lead us into this way of peace.
圣经里告诉我们，不管你是谁，只要是你是生在地上的人，不管你是黑人、白人、中国人、美国人，只要你相信耶稣，就能得救。
The Bible tells us that no matter who you are, as long as you are here on this earth, whether you are white, you are black, you are Chinese, or any other nationality, that you need to believe in the Lord Jesus, then you will be saved.
只要你相信神差来的这位救主的名，神就要赐给你永生。
as long as you believe upon the name of the Lord Jesus, He will give you eternal life.
我们永不灭亡。
You will never die.
并且从神那里来的那个属天的喜乐平安的日子呢，就要临到我们。
And then those days that He wants to give you, those days of joy and of peace, will come upon you.
今天呢，为了帮助大家相信耶稣、认识耶稣，我想讲一个话题，就是耶稣是神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
And so today, to introduce to you this gospel, I want to speak on Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
当耶稣在2000年前来到世上的时候，他的一个开路先锋叫施洗约翰，就指着他对众人做见证，说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
About 2,000 some years ago, there was one who came before Jesus, who was a voice crying out, saying, "Behold, this is the Son of God who takes away the sin of the world."
这个约翰有两个门徒，听到约翰这么说的话，他们马上就去跟从了耶稣。
And so the person who said this, John the Baptist, as soon as two of his disciples heard him saying this, they went and followed the Lord Jesus.
对我们现在这些人的话，我们很难理解约翰这句话的意思。
For us today, it's very difficult for us to understand what does this phrase mean.
什么是神的羔羊？
What is the Son of God?
一个人怎么变成羊呢？
Or the Lamb of God? How does one person become a lamb?
但对当时的犹太人来说，他们很清楚约翰这句话的意思。
But to the Jews at that time, they understood what John the Baptist meant.
早在耶稣来到世间几千年之前呢？神就颁布律法给以色列人，让他们世世代代的遵循。
About several thousand years before the Lord Jesus came to earth, there was a law given by God about what the lambs must do.
其中呢，有很重要的就是关于赎罪祭的那个条例。
Among all these laws, there was one that was very important, and that was the sin offering.
记在旧约圣经的利未记上。
And this is recorded in the book of Leviticus.
就是若是有人呢，犯了罪，得罪了神，得罪了人。
That is, if somebody sinned and sinned against God and against man.
他不但要认罪。
Not only does he need to repent.
他还要牵一只羊或者一只牛，来到神的圣所面前。
He needs to bring either a lamb or an ox to come before the holy temple of God.
要按手在这个牛或羊的头上。
And lay his hand upon the lamb or the ox's head.
然后把这只牲畜呢，宰杀到祭坛上。
And also offer it, sacrifice it upon the altar.
献给神作为赎罪祭。
So that it could be the sin offering before God.
这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
并且让他所有的血都流出来。
And also, all of the blood must come out.
倒在祭坛的脚下。
It must be poured out to the feet of the altar.
这些血呢，就来为他赎罪。
And then that blood will be the atonement for the sin.
他的罪呢，才能得赦免。
And then that sin can be forgiven.
这个人按手在这个牛或羊的头上什么意思？
So for a person to lay their hand upon the head of the lamb or the ox, what does that mean?
就是说，他犯的罪归在这只牲畜的头上。
That is to say, the sin that the person committed now has been transferred over to the animal.
罪是他犯的。
Yes, even though he committed the sin.
他得罪了神。
He was the one who offended God.
但是这只羊或者这只牛呢，却要承担他罪的结果和刑罚。
Or the ox must bear the responsibility and the punishment.
为他去死。
And die.
很多时候以色列人所献的这只赎罪的牲畜呢，祭物是一只小羊羔。
Many times the Jews, when they offered the sacrifice, it was a lamb.
因为他们献不起成年的牛羊，他们就取他们一只小的羊羔为他们的罪献上。
When they could not afford an entire ox, they would offer up a new lamb.
不，你可以想象这只羊羔它好像刚出母腹大概才几个月可能是。
If you could imagine this lamb being born, perhaps it's just a couple months old.
他在那个欢蹦乱跳哦，非常身上没有任何瑕疵斑点哦，非常的可爱。
One that's very adorable, very cute. It has no spot and it's very lively.
但是这一天呢，就要迁去哦，为这个人去赎罪。
But then one day it needs to be led away to die as an offering for the person who sinned.
羊羔给人的印象是什么？就是非常的温顺 ，right?
The impression that a lamb gives to us is one that is very pure.
良善。
Very good.
与人无害。
One that does not harm anyone.
给人的印象好像他从来不会哦，不知道怎么去反抗。
A lamb gives an impression of innocence.
我想当人把他放到这个祭坛上用刀要杀他的时候哦，他可能连叫都不会叫上几口几声，就这样子血就流出来死了。
It does not rebel, and so if you could imagine when it is upon that altar, it is lying there willingly, as it is being slain.
就好像他好像情愿为这个人去死，为他的主人去死。
As if willingly, he is willing to offer up his life for the master.
我想一个人的，不管他心再拧哦，看到他的这个羊羔为他这样子死。
For any person, no matter how hard your heart may be, as you see a lamb being slain,
我想他多少心里会被对这个羊羔有生这个怜悯的心。
At some point, you may feel merciful towards that lamb.
并且哦，我想他会对神呢也生一个敬畏的心。
And also have a heart of respect towards God.
他不能被不对自己的罪哦。有一点懊悔
and not to feel any sense of regret towards their own heart.
因为他的罪呢，这个羊羔要为他死
Because now that lamb must die for his own sin.
历史历代哦，在以色列的历史上，不知道有多少牛羊被献上
So throughout the generations, we don't know how many lambs and oxen were killed and sacrificed.
也不知道有多少羊羔被宰杀
And we don't know how many lambs in total.
因为我们知道他们犯了许多的罪
Because we know men have committed many sins
就像我们一样
Just
我们也犯了许多罪
We have also committed many sins
但是这一天呢约翰哦指着耶稣对众人说看哪、啊、这是神的羔羊
But on this day John the Baptist spoke and pointed towards the Lord Jesus to say Behold the Lamb of God
这个告诉我们一件事情。
So this tells us something.
就说，所有历史上那些羔羊，不是那只真的羔羊。
That is to say, all of the lambs that were slain throughout the generations, it was not yet the true Lamb of God.
所有那些羔羊呢，只是一个预表，只是一个影子，只告诉人，有一天，神自己会为我们预备一个羔羊到地上。为我们的罪来除罪。
All of the lambs previously were just a symbol, just a shadow of the true lamb that God is going to prepare so that he could really take away all of our sin.
这个羔羊不是别的，乃是神的独生爱子，就是那个降世为人的耶稣。
And this true lamb of God is none other than our Lord Jesus.
他来的目的不是别的乃是要为我们流血为我们死
The purpose of him coming was none other than to bleed and to die for us
就像那个现在祭坛上的小羊羔一样他生在世上不过几个月
Just like that lamb upon that altar perhaps only a couple months old
他好像来到这世上的目的就是为这个人去死
As if the purpose of its existence is just to die for that person.
耶稣也是这样
The Lord Jesus was the same.
圣经上说
The Bible tells us
其实牛羊的血啊断不能除罪
That in reality the blood of a lamb or an ox cannot really take away the sin of men.
这些血献出来只是每次让人想起自己有罪
Every time they sacrifice, it only reminds the person that, yes, in fact, there was sin.
这些血它不能洗净我们的良心。
That blood cannot cleanse our conscience.
只有神儿子自己的血呢，能够洗净我们的罪。
Only the blood of the Lord Jesus Himself could clean our conscience.
圣经上说，他的血能够洗净我们的良心，除尽我们的死刑，使我们来侍奉永生神。
The Bible tells us that only His blood can clean our consciences so that we can come and serve Him.
我想今天我们来看一下，稍微看一下，这位羔羊，这位神的羔羊，他是怎么为我们献上赎罪的。
So today we'd like to look at how this Lamb of God, the true Lamb of God, takes away our sin.
我们知道耶稣在世上只活了33年。
The Lord Jesus lived on this earth only for 33 years.
他真是无瑕疵、无斑点的羔羊。
He was entirely blameless and spotless and true Lamb of God.
他在很年轻的时候就去世了。
He died when he was pretty young.
他在世上从来没有犯过罪。
He had never sinned his entire life.
圣经上也说他是不知罪，就是不知道什么叫罪。
The Bible also tells us that he knew no sin. He did not know what sin was.
他来到地上，行了许许多多的神迹。
When he came to earth, he performed many miracles.
这些事情只有神自己能做。
And only these things God himself can do.
他让瞎子看见。
He allowed the blind to see.
用聋子听见。
Allowed the deaf to hear.
让瘸腿的起来行走。
Allowed the crippled to walk.
让大麻风长了一身大麻风，他一摸这个大麻风就走了。
He cured those who had leprosy.
并且他让死人从死里复活。
And he also raised the dead.
许许多多的神迹奇事。
Many of these miracles.
他不论到哪里
，No matter where he went,
就有很大一群人跟着他。
There were a large crowd following him.
因为他充满神来的那种慈爱、怜悯。
Because he was full of the love and the compassion of God.
人看见他，好像就看见了盼望。
And so when people saw him, it was as if they saw hope.
就像圣经上说，他就像大光一样，照在黑暗的人间。
And so the Bible says he was a great light that shone upon the darkness of men.
所有有病的人，只要去摸他的衣服，这个病马上就好了。
All those who were ill, as long as they touched him, they were healed.
他是神的儿子。
He was the Son of God.
啊，爱我们，怜悯我们。
He loves us and shows us mercy.
但是很奇怪，当时在犹太人当中有一批宗教人士。
But strangely, there was a group of very religious people among the Jews at that time.
这帮宗教领袖们非常的嫉妒耶稣。
The leaders of this religious group, they truly were very jealous of the Lord.
恨恶他。
They hated him.
也许你不太理解。
Perhaps you may not understand.
但是你看看我们世上的事情，有个人如果非常的一个是个清官，他的后果是怎么样
？But if you were to look at all the situations on this earth, if you look at the results of a certain situation,
别人不单不感激他，会恨恶他。
Not only did they envy him, but they hated him.
耶稣也是这样。
It was the same for the Lord.
他们恨恶他到了一个地步，要把他出卖给当时统治犹太人的罗马人的巡抚。
They hated him to such a point where they sold and betrayed him, sold him to the Romans.
卖给了这个巡抚叫比拉多，并且定罪，并且让比拉多要钉他的十字架。
They sold him to Pilate so that Pilate would condemn him to death and crucify him on the cross.
我想今天我们大概就看一下，我想看一下哦。主耶稣在十字架上，他临死之前挂在十字架上，他说了七句话。
So this morning also, I'd like to take a look at the seven phrases that the Lord Jesus spoke as he was hung on the cross.
我们来看看，大概看一下他所说的这七句话。
And take a look at these seven phrases that he spoke.
也许我们可以看到神羔羊的形象。
And then perhaps we can see the image of the Lamb of God.
你们知道十字架是历史上最残酷的一种刑罚。
The cross is one of the most inhumane ways of punishment on earth.
听说的时候就是说，在主耶稣之后，这个刑罚因为残酷的缘故就被废弃了。
After the Lord Jesus was crucified, we learned that death upon crucifixion on a cross was done away with because it is so incredibly inhumane.
就是这个人呢，被三根钉子钉在十字架上。
That is, a person is hung on a cross with three nails.
两根钉子是从手钉进去。
One on each palm.
钉在那个十字架的横木上。
Along the horizontal bars of the cross.
然后他的两个脚并起来，用一个很长的钉子从脚钉穿这个脚，钉在这个横梁上。
And the two feet are nailed together with a very long nail upon the vertical portion of the cross.
然后把这个十字架悬挂在空中。
And then the cross is hung up into, stuck into the ground.
这个人就悬挂在空中，直到他活活的折磨而死。
And the person is hung until they die.
你想想他所受的痛苦有多大？
If you could only imagine that suffering.
当时主耶稣在钉十字架之前已经被严重的鞭打过。
And also we know that the Lord Jesus was severely beaten even before being hung.
他这个可以说他整个身上的肉是皮开肉绽，没有一个囫囵的。
You can say that there was not one part of his flesh that had not been broken.
他身体已经是非常的虚弱。
His body was already very weak.
然后他就这样子被钉在挂在十字架上。
And then he was hung upon the cross.
他所说的第一句话是什么？
What was the first thing that he said?
当他被挂起来的时候，他看到底下那个钉他的那些罗马兵丁，他们在那个地方玩耍，在分他的衣服。
When he was first raised and hung up on that cross, he looked down and he saw the Roman soldiers. They were gambling and they were playing.
然后他就祷告父说：“父啊，赦免他们，他们所做的，因为他们所做的，他们不晓。”
The first thing he did was to pray, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
你知道主耶稣在钉十字架前不但被钉，而且受了极大的羞辱。
You know, before the Lord was hung up on that cross, not only was he hung, but he also endured great shame.
那些兵丁啊，不但钉他，而且在这之前就打他耳光，吐口沫在他额头上，给他戴上那个荆棘做的冠冕，把他戴上去。
The soldiers not only hung him on that cross, but even before that, they spat on his face, they struck him, and they also gave him a crown of thorns upon his head.
但是主耶稣在这个地方，他心里怜悯这些人。
But the Lord Jesus, in his heart, he forgave these people.
他想到，如果天上的父神要审判他的话，他们岂能承担呢？
He was thinking, if the Father in heaven were to judge them, how could they bear that judgment?
他们把神的儿子钉在十字架上，公义的神岂能容他们存活？
They nailed the Son of God onto the cross. How can a righteous God, how could they withstand the wrath of a righteous God?
但是主爱他们的灵魂，实在是不愿他们受刑罚。
But the Lord loved their souls and was not willing for them to bear that punishment.
说主耶稣对着他天上的父祷告，主啊，求你赦免他们。
And so the Lord prayed to the Father, Father, forgive them.
那你想想，父神听到这话怎么会说？
Now, if you could imagine, if the Father were to hear these words, what would he say?
你会想到父会说，我岂能赦免他们？他们这样子对待我的儿子。
Would the father say, How can I forgive them? For they treated my son like this.
但是你可以想见，主耶稣回答说父啊，他们这些罪就担在我的身上。
But you could also imagine that the Lord would respond saying, May their sin be upon me.
我愿为他们死。
I'm willing to die for them.
所以说，主耶稣这个祷告，这个父是一定会听的。
So we know that this prayer of the Lord Jesus, the Father must and will hear.
我们罪人能够得赦免，都是因为主耶稣这个祷告。
For all of us sinners, the reason why we can be forgiven is because of this prayer of our Lord Jesus.
我想到一个故事就是我刚信主之前听到一个故事。信主之后听到一个故事。
I remember the story that I heard right after I believed in the Lord.
就是在文化大革命中，在可能在福建一个县里，有好多万人， 的基督徒。
Within a province of Fujian, during the communist the Cultural Revolution, there was a group of believers.
人家就感到很奇怪，这个县里怎么会有这么多万的基督徒？
You may find that it's very strange. Why is it that there are so many believers within this area?
然后他们就告诉他们一个故事。
And so they tell of the story.
当时有少数的基督徒在聚会。
At that time, previously, there were just a few believers gathered together.
但是那个村干部嘛，就把这个聚会的长老带去。
But then one of the leaders of that small town or that small region, took the leaders of the meeting.
然后就让他们你要否定耶稣
and told them that they must renounce their belief and renounce the Lord Jesus.
如果你不否定耶稣的话，我们就要，你就要有严重的后果。
If you do not renounce Jesus, then you must bear the consequence.
这个长老回去祷告以后，觉得不能这样做。
And the elder went back and he prayed and he felt he could not do that.
然后就告诉他们，就说我们什么事都可以做，但是我们不能。否认我们的主。
And so he told the magistrate that I could do anything, but I cannot renounce my Lord Jesus.
结果这些村干部就把这三个年老的长老吊起来，在众人面前鞭打。
And so the officials hung up the three leading brothers and beat them severely.
打到最后，活活把他们打死。
Beat them to a point where they died.
但是很奇怪的，我听到这个故事，我也相信是真的。这个打他的那个其中一个人呢，当他看见。这个长老在他面前死了以后，他突然良心发现。
But then it's very amazing, and as I was listening to the story, I believe it is true that as one of the officials was beating one of the brethren, the elders, perhaps his conscience was pricked.
然后他就把辫子一下丢在地上。
He threw away his whip.
他信了耶稣。
He believed in the Lord.
我相信啊，他在那一刻神启示他，让他看见了羔羊的形象。
I believe that at that moment, God revealed to him the true image of the Lamb of God.
哎，这件事一传十，十传百，结果那个县里很多大批的人都信了耶稣。
And because the story was passed down through time, many people in that village came to know the Lord.
大部分人呢都成了基督徒。
And many people became Christians.
这都是因为主耶稣在那十字架上的祷告，父啊，赦免他们，他们所做的，他们不晓。
And that is also because of the prayer of our Lord Jesus on the cross, saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing.
并且我们知道，罗马帝国在主后不长的时间，就几个世纪，全帝国成为基督徒的国家，可以说。
And we also know in history that sometime afterwards, the Roman Empire also became a Christian empire.
他们杀了许多基督徒，但是每杀一个基督徒，就有两个基督徒出来。
They killed many Christians, but every time they killed one, there were two more Christians.
这都是因为主耶稣那句话。
That is because of this phrase, this prayer of our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣第二句话
The second phrase.
就是当他钉在十字架上的时候，许多人都嘲笑他，说是你如果是神的儿子，你是基督，以色列的王，现在下来，你下来就让我们就信你。
When the Lord was being hung on that cross, many people below mocked him and said, If you are truly the Son of God, please come down and then we will believe in you.
跟主耶稣同钉的有两个强盗，一个钉在他左边，一个钉在他右边。
There were also two other criminals who were crucified together with the Lord, one on his right, one on his left.
这其中一个强盗也一样的嘲笑他，说是你不是基督吗？你为什么不来救我们呢？
But then one of the criminals also mocked the Lord and said, If you are the Son of God, why don't you save us and save yourself?
但是另外一个强盗就责备另外这个强盗说，你是同样受刑的，你心里还不惧怕吗？我们所受的是我们当得的，我们因为我们做了恶事，但是这个人一件恶事都没有做。
But the second criminal, he rebuked the first one and said that we are receiving the just punishment for our deeds, but this person, he has done nothing wrong. He should not be here with us.
然后他就对耶稣说，耶稣啊，当你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
And then he said to the Lord that, remember me when you come in your kingdom.
然后耶稣马上就回答他说，我实实在在地告诉你。 今日你要和我一同在乐园里了。
And he said to him, Truly I say to you, today you shall be with me in paradise.
何等的安慰。
Such comfort.
我们这个我在想我们一起的一个 福音组、哦、有一个朋友他最近 他父亲是基督徒最近去世了他心里非常的难过。
There is a friend who attends the gospel group on our Friday Bible study. His father is a believer, and because his father recently passed away, he has been very sad.
但是，他应该从这地方得到很大的安慰，因为每一个信主的人，他死后都是在乐园里。
But he needs to be comforted because all who believe in the Lord, after they die, they are with the Lord in paradise.
实在是好的无比。
It is better than anything else.
这是主耶神给我们一个极大的应许。
This is a great promise that God has given to us.
你今日必和我在乐园里。
Today you shall be with me in paradise.
第三句话哦。
The third phrase.
当主耶稣被吊在十字架上的时候。
When Jesus was being hung on the cross.
他的所有的门徒都跑了。
All of his disciples had scattered and run away.
只留下一个他最小的门徒叫约翰。
Except for one of his disciples named John.
在十字架底下。
Was standing beneath the cross.
还有他的母亲，他肉身的母亲玛利亚，也在十字架底下。
And also the Lord Jesus' own mother, Mary, she was also beneath the cross.
亲眼看到他被钉。
And she also saw with her own eyes him being crucified.
你想想看他母亲的心是什么样子。
If you could only imagine the heart of his own mother.
中国人有一句话，最悲伤的是莫过于什么
？What is the saddest thing for those? There's a phrase that's in Chinese.
就是白发人送黑发人。The gray hair.
A person who has gray hair or white hair seeing one who's younger die.
当主耶稣在那煎熬的时候，他的心也在煎熬。
When a person is in prison, the Lord Jesus's heart is also there.
就是当主耶稣降生的时候，就有这样的预言对玛利亚说。
There was already this prophecy even before the Lord was born onto this earth that was spoken to Mary.
当耶稣降生是一个婴孩的时候，有个老人西缅就抱着他，就对玛利亚说。
When Jesus was still an infant, Mary was holding him and went to the temple. A person named Simeon spoke to her and said,
就说这个孩子的贝利啊，是要叫许多以色列人兴起，许多以色列人跌倒，并叫使人的心中的意念显明出来，你的心也要被刀刺透。
Simeon said to her that this child, what will happen to this child will reveal the hearts of many men.
所以说在这时候我们想玛利亚的心哦，实际上真的是被刀刺透。
And so we can imagine that at this time Mary's own heart was truly being cut through.
当耶稣在十字架上看到他母亲这个情形啊，他就说母亲看你的儿子。
And so when the Lord Jesus saw his mother Mary, he said, Woman, behold your son.
然后他转过头来就对那个他的门徒约翰说看你的母亲。
And then he turned his head to say to his disciple John, Behold your mother.
那个约翰呢就把耶稣的母亲从此以后接到自己家里养为自己的母亲。
And thereafter John took Mary in and watched and took care of her as his own mother.
其实我们整个人类哦就像玛利亚这位母亲一样。
Now, for all of us humankind, it is just as if we are like Mary.
我们是软弱的。
We are weak.
我们实际上我们是被罪辖制。
We are in bondage by sin.
我们无法脱离。
We cannot escape.
但是神爱我们。
But because God loves us.
他把他的儿子赐给我们，来做我们的儿子，做人子。
He gave his own son to become the son of man.
就是要拯救我们。
To save us.
是我们因他而刚强。
So that through him we can be strong.
我不知道，我当读到这个玛利亚这个故事的话，我心里真的是很感动。但是我 有的时候我很难描述。
When I first read the story of Mary, at first I was very moved, but then it's very difficult to describe.
耶稣的门徒和玛利亚本来是没有任何血缘关系。
There is no relation at first between Mary and this disciple John.
因耶稣的死，因耶稣的话，
but because
他们成了父子。
But because of his death and because of what he had said, they became son and mother.
下面我们要讲耶稣说的第四句话。
Next, we want to speak of the fourth phrase of our Lord Jesus.
我们知道耶稣钉十字架是早晨九点钟钉的。
We know that the Lord was crucified at 9 a.m. in the morning.
然后到下午大概三点钟的时候。
And then in the afternoon at about 3 p.m.
他大声呼叫说。
He cried out with a loud voice.
说我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我。
Saying, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
这句话哦，好像表面上说，好像耶稣是不是在抱怨。
At first you can say, is it that the Lord is just complaining here?
你知道耶稣哦，就像神的羔羊，他是情愿为人上了十字架。如果他不上十字架，他有大能，谁能把他钉在十字架上？
We know that the Lord Jesus, because he is the Lamb of God, that he does not have to allow anybody to crucify him.
他爱父，爱他的父亲，神让他这样子为神，他就情愿承担。
But because he loved the Father, he was willing to bear this.
圣经上说，他就像羊被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊羔在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
The Bible tells us that he is a lamb willingly being led to slaughter, and like a lamb, he does not open his own mouth.
当犹太人把他带到比拉多面前的时候，他一句话也没有。犹太人就告他，说了好多事情告他，他一句话都不说。
When the Jews brought him before Pilate, many people were accusing him of many things, but he did not open up his mouth at any point in time.
他情愿的来受这些羞辱。
He willingly bore all of the shame.
但是在六点下午三点钟的时候，他突然受不了。
But then at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he could not bear it anymore.
因为他说，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
He said, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
因为在这之前，主耶稣不论到哪里，他为什么有这么大呢？是天上的神与他同在，在他里面，借着圣灵在他里面。让他医治赶鬼，让他行许多的圣灵，所以他总有平安喜乐在他里面。
Why is it that previous to this he was quiet? It was because everything that had happened in his life, it was because the Holy Spirit was with him, giving him power, giving him peace, allowing him to perform all of the different miracles.
但这个时候，因为他要做那个代罪的羔羊。
But now at this time, because he was going to be the sacrificial lamb that was to bear all the sin.
他要承担人的罪，就是他要成为人的罪。这时候的话，天上的神呢，就掩面不看他，就把他完全当着一个罪犯看待。
Now because he was going to bear all of man's sin as well as become sin, God must turn away his eyes and not look at him.
就是让全世界的罪都堆在这一个人的身上。
All sin from all humanity was going to be placed upon this one person.
他最心爱的父神，这时候离开了他。
His beloved heavenly father now was to leave him.
你想那个在祭坛上的羔羊，他也许在喊，母亲啊，母亲啊，你在哪里？
Perhaps the lamb, as they are lying upon that altar, they may be crying out, Mother, where are you?
但是这位母亲现在，不能帮助他。
But now the mother cannot help him.
主耶稣也是这样，父神心爱的父神在这时候，因为罪要担在他身上，掩面不看他。
The same with our Lord Jesus, his heavenly Father now could not look at him.
主耶稣在那时候所承受的痛苦，我们无法想象。
The suffering that the Lord Jesus bore at that time, we cannot imagine it.
什么叫死？
What is death?
圣经告诉我们，死就是跟神永远分开。
The Bible tells us death is eternal separation from God.
主耶稣在那一刻为我们亲尝死味。
At that moment, the Lord Jesus himself tasted death for us.
你想想他的痛苦。
Can you imagine that suffering?
所以说大声呼喊。
And so he cried out loudly.
我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
下面啊，主耶稣说了第五句话。
Next, the Lord Jesus' fifth phrase.
第五句话是哦，是这样，很短，他说我渴了。
It's very short. He said, I am thirsty.
为什么会他说我渴了？
Why did he say, I am thirsty?
有的医生做过研究。
Some doctors have analyzed this.
主耶稣这样子吊在十字架上，
That when the Lord was being hung upon the cross for several hours,
他当时的他身体已经到了什么？到了一个绝境。
His body has already come to a certain point, a climax.
他的那个身上的组织啊，严重的脱水。
All of his internal organs were failing.
可以说他已经啊，到了死亡的边缘。
You could say that he had just about approached death.
然后他就觉得非常的口渴。
And so he felt extremely thirsty.
他就说我渴了。
So he said, I am thirsty.
对主耶稣那个经历，我们可以从诗篇哦，22篇来看一下。
And so for the Lord Jesus' experience, perhaps we could turn to Psalm chapter 22.
诗篇22篇第14、第15节这样说哦。
Psalm 22:14-15 it says,
我如水被倒出来，我的骨头都脱了节，我心在我里面如蜡融化，我的精力枯干如同瓦片，我的舌头贴在我牙床上，你将我安置在死地的尘土中，犬类围着我，恶党环绕我，他们扎了我的手，我的脚，我的骨头我都能数过，他们瞪着眼看我，他们封了我的外衣，为我的里衣占旧。
I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it is melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaves to my jaws. And you lay me in the dust of death. For dogs have surrounded me, a band of evildoers has encompassed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones, they look, they stare at me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots.
这诗篇是几在主之前上千年写的，它是人感动哦，预言耶稣基督要为我们担罪的情形。
The Book of Psalms and this particular psalm was written several thousands of years ago, and it prophesies of what the Lord Jesus was to experience on the cross.
当他说我渴了之后，那罗马兵丁就用那个海蓉蘸满了醋，用牛膝草包上哦。用绑在牛膝上就给他喝。
And so when the Roman soldiers heard him say that he is thirsty, they filled a sponge with vinegar or sour wine, tied it up on a rod, and offered it to the Lord to drink.
然后他尝了那个醋呢，他就低下头说了一句话，说轻声地说成了。
And after he received the sour wine, he lowered his head and said, "It is finished."
这不是说他要死了，而是说他知道。神差遣他做救赎的工作成了。
It's not that he knew that he was going to die at that moment, but everything that God had sent him to do on earth, he had finished.
神托付他的，他完成了。
What God has wanted him to accomplish, he did.
他说成了。
So he said it is finished.
然后最后，他用尽全身的力气，可以说。
And lastly, you could say that with all the remaining strength that he had,
然后他把自己哦，把他使劲吊起来。
With all of his strength, he pushed himself up.
你想想他腿上那个钉子的那个疼痛有多狠。
You can only imagine the pain at his feet.
然后大声的喊叫说：“父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里。”
And then crying out with a loud voice said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit."
他说了这话。 他的气就断了。
And having said this, he breathed his last.
他就将灵魂交付神。
He committed his spirit into the hand of the Father.
这句话表明主对神的那种至死忠心。
This was his faithfulness towards the Father.
他像神的羔羊来到地上为人赎罪。
He came as the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world.
他顺服父神，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
He obeyed the Heavenly Father to the point of death upon a cross.
当时的话，当时看到耶稣死哦，这种大声喊叫死，一个罗马兵丁哦，百夫长，这样一看，他就说：“哦，这真是神的儿子。”
One of the Roman soldiers who saw this and saw the death of our Lord Jesus said, "Truly, this must be the Son of God."
我们有理由相信，这个百夫长当时就信了耶稣，得救了。
And so we have reason to believe that that soldier became a Christian and believed in the Lord.
主耶稣死了以后，为了证实他真的是死了。
And after his death, in order to make sure that he truly had died,
那个一个罗马的兵丁啊，拿了一杆很长的枪。
One of the Roman soldiers took a very long spear.
就刺到他的左肋上。
Pierced him through.
然后立刻就有水和血哦流出来。
And immediately blood and water flowed out.
医生就告诉我们。
Physicians tell us.
这个心脏如果水和血分开了。
That within the heart, if the blood and water separate.
这个人是真死。
Then that person has truly died.
然后他们把他取下来就放在坟墓里。
And they took him down and buried him.
我们知道，我们要问一句话，耶稣为什么会死？
And so we want to ask, why is it that Jesus had to die?
我们也都知道，耶稣是为我们的罪而死。
We know because he died for our sins.
为你我的罪而死。
For your and my sin.
对耶稣这个死的话，在耶稣来之前700年，神就差遣先知哦，向人说过这件事情。
Now 700 years, even before the Lord Jesus came to earth, his death was already prophesied.
我想我读一下以赛亚书53章，我快快的读一下，我想给大家留个印象。
And so very quickly, I want to read for you Isaiah 53 and leave with you an impression.
我要不然我就把中文读一下，英文大概讲不用完全读了。
We won't read the entire portion in English, but we will in Chinese.
我们传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无家型美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌使我们羡慕他。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华是我们众人的罪孽都归在他头上。他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。至于他同事的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪孽呢？他虽然未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈，人还使他与恶人同埋，谁知死的时候与财主同葬。耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦，耶和华以他为赎罪祭。他必看见后裔，并且延长年日，耶和华所喜悦的事必在他手中亨通。这是主耶稣 之前700年先知以赛亚所说的，因为他看见了主耶稣的荣耀，他说的这句话。我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？就讲到我们现在的情形。
We just read Isaiah 53 verse 1-10, and this was prophesied by the prophet Isaiah 700 years before the Lord Jesus came to this earth, and it was for our condition that he came.
第五节说，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。
In verse 5 it says, he was pierced through for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities.
第六节，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华是我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
All of us like sheep have gone astray, each of us has turned to his own way, but the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him.
主耶稣在十字架上死，不光是为那些罪犯死的。
When the Lord Jesus died on the cross, it was not just for criminals.
也是为你和我死。
He died for you and for me.
我们就像圣经上说，都如羊走迷。
We are, just like what the Bible says, lamb who have gone astray.
个人偏行己路。
We have gone our own way.
我们都不认识神。
We do not know God.
我们都撇弃了神。
We have all turned away from him.
我们都是自己的主人。
We are our own master.
我们不愿意回到神面前。
We are not willing to come back before God.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
圣经告诉我们，我们每个人也许自己看自己还不错。
The Bible tells us that when we look at ourselves, it's as if we are all pretty good ourselves.
但是我们每个人都是罪人，在神眼里。
But in God's eyes, we are all sinners.
世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
什么是罪呢？
What is sin?
圣经上告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
眼目的情欲，肉体的情欲，今生的骄傲。
It is the lust of the flesh, the desires of the eyes.
谁没有这些？
Who does not have these things?
这些情欲都是些什么？
What are these things?
我们来读一下，加拉太书。
Let us turn to the book of Galatians.
加拉太书哦，第五章第十九节这样说。
Galatians 5:19 tells us.
情欲的事是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡。拜偶像、邪术、真敬、记恨、恼恨、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类，我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样的事，必不能承受神的国。
Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, etc. For these things I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
我们每一个人
All of us
都曾经在这里面活过。
We have all lived in these things.
这在神面前是极大的罪。
And before God, these are all sin.
行这些事的人断不能进天国。
All who do such things cannot enter the kingdom of God.
但是神爱我们。
But God loves us.
把所有这些罪加在他的儿子耶稣基督的身上，为我们而死。
He took all of the sin upon the body of our Lord Jesus and he died for us.
使我们能够罪得赦免。
So that our sins can be forgiven.
能够到天家。
So that we can come and go back to the heaven.
下面22节又说，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
And then in verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law.
神救我们要是从，就是从前面那些罪里，进到后面这些神的生命所能结出的果子里来。
God saved us out of all the sins that we just read so that we can enter in to the fruit of all the, of the Spirit that he describes here.
主耶稣死后第三天是一个星期天。
The third day after the Lord Jesus died was a Sunday.
他从死里复活。
He resurrected from the dead.
因为他本来没有犯罪。
Because he did not sin.
他不应该死。
He should not have died.
神让他从死里复活。
And so God resurrected him from the dead.
然后天使告诉人说，你们为什么在坟墓里找死人中找活人呢？他已经复活了。
And then the angels told people, why are you trying to find the living among the dead? He has already risen.
当主耶稣从死里复活以后，
And after he rose from the dead,
他向门徒显现。
He appeared to the disciples.
他向门徒说了这些话。
And he said to the disciples these words.
在马可福音里。
In the Gospel according to Mark.
马可福音
Mark
对不起马可福音到最后
At the very end of the Gospel according to Mark
他对门徒说天上地上所有的权柄都赐给了我你们去传福音给万民听
He said to the disciples Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation
信而受洗的人必然得救不信的人必被定罪信的人必有神迹随着他们就是照我的名赶鬼说新方言手能拿蛇若喝了什么毒物也不遭害手按病人病人就好了
He who has believed and has disbelieved shall be condemned These signs will accompany those who have believed In my name they will cast out demons They will speak with new tongues They will pick up serpents And if they drink any deadly poison It will not hurt them They will lay hands on the sick And they will recover
现在我们朋友们当你听到主耶稣这个故事
And so, dear friends, as you hear of the story of our Lord Jesus,
你会怎么想?
How do you think?
神的话告诉我们。
God's word tell us.
约翰第三章十六节。
In the Gospel according to John chapter 3 verse 16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，使一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
神是怎么给我们他的儿子呢？乃是叫他的儿子为我们担罪，像那个羔羊为我们而死，又让他从死里复活，让我们有给我们有相信的凭据。
How did God give us His own Son? He gave His Son for us so that He would die, and not only that, but to give us life so that we can live.
然后神对我们有个要求，目的是使一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And then God gave us this one and only requirement, that is to believe. Once you believe, you will receive eternal life.
神对我们要求，让我们来相信他的儿子。
And this requirement is for us to believe upon his son.
如果我们相信他，
If you believe in him,
神就赦免我们所有的罪，因为他的儿子已经为我们担当了所有的罪。
Then God will forgive you of all your sins because his son has already borne all of his sins, your sins upon him.
并且赐给我们永生。
And has given you eternal life.
我们永不灭亡。
And then you will never die.
有一句话说，
There is a phrase that says,
耶稣基督即便有千次来到伯利恒为我们出生
If the Lord Jesus is to come to Bethlehem thousands of times and be born for us
若是他不降生在你的心里
However, if he is not born into your heart
也与你无异
Then it is nothing to you
你还是罪人
Then you are still a sinner
我们还会死
You will still die
他必须要降生在我们的心里才能使我们改变。
He needs to be born into your heart so that you can be changed.
那怎么降生？
So how can he be born?
圣经告诉我们，就是要相信他，接受他。
That means you must believe, you must receive him.
就是打开心，来拥抱他。
That is open up your heart and embrace him.
就是承认他是宇宙的主宰，他是神的儿子。
And that is to acknowledge that he is God, he is the creator of all things.
就是把你的生命降服在他的手里。
That is to submit your own life into his hands.
让他 来管理你这一生的生活。
Allow him to take control of everything in your life.
就口称他为你的主。
With your tongue, confess that he is your Lord.
这样的话，就是相信。
That means to believe.
当你这样接受的话，
When you receive in this way,
神的话告诉你，
then God's words will tell us.
我们就要得永生。
You will receive eternal life.
我们知道有很多人，不然的话哦。神的救恩对你来说总是一个理论。
We know that to many people, God's words just is another logic or just doctrine.
在你里面没有功效。
Then it has no effect in you.
我也知道有很多的慕道的朋友，他慕道了很多年，但是还是没有得着这个救恩的喜乐。
We know that there are also some friends among us who have come for many years, and yet you still have not yet tasted the joy of this salvation.
问题在哪里？
So where is the problem?
你没有打开心来接受。
You haven't opened up your heart to receive yet.
如果你打开心接受的话，
If you open up your heart to receive,
那么神的救恩啊，就是你的。
Then God's salvation is yours.
好，我们到最后，我们是不是？我想，我们能不能把这个？真神羔羊那首诗歌我们再唱一遍。
Shall we sing again the hymn Lamb of God?
1647首，我们一起再把这首歌唱一遍。这首歌哦，真的是对我来说是很感动，因为这首歌唱出了主耶稣基督羔羊的形象。
I really like this hymn and it truly moves me because it speaks of this image of our Lamb, of the Lamb of God.
请我们低头，我们心向神打开。
Please bow your heads.
向神的羔羊打开。
And open up your hearts, open up your heart towards the Lamb of God.
天父啊，感谢你赐给我们你的儿子，让他做神。做我们的羔羊。
Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your own son to be the Lamb of God.
让他为我们流血舍身。
To bleed and give up his own life for us.
使我们因他能够得救。
So that through him we can be saved.
主啊，求你啊，求你看顾我们的心。
Dear Lord, please watch over our hearts.
求你施怜悯给朋友们。
Please be merciful to our friends.
使他们对你有信心。
So that they would have faith towards you.
下面朋友们，请你们仍然闭着眼睛我想在这个地方给大家有个机会。如果
Dear friends, please keep your eyes closed. I'd like to give you an opportunity.
如果你们听到主耶稣基督的名，你相信他是神的羔羊。
As you hear the name of our Lord Jesus and you believe that he is the Lamb of God.
他是为你的罪而死。
That he died for your sins.
你愿意打开心来接受他做你的救主。
And you're willing to open up your heart to believe upon him as your savior.
能不能请你把手就在座位上举一下。
Please raise your hand.
好，谢谢。
Thank you.
你只要举一下就行。
Just raise your hand.
请你能不能再举高一些，那个姊妹。哦，谢谢。
Thank
you. 谢谢。我再问。
I want to ask again.
如果你心里受感动，
If your heart is moved,
你不要消灭自己的感动。
Don't quench that feeling.
神的话告诉我们，如果你今天听到他的话，就不要拧着心。
God's word tells us that if today you hear the word of God, do not harden your hearts.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
他要拯救我们。
He wants to save us.
这个你只要相信接受，神就完全接受你。
As long as you believe and receive, God receives you entirely.
朋友们。
Dear friends.
还有没有？
Anymore.
能不能把你的手举起来？
Just raise your hand.
哦，谢谢。
Thank you.
谢谢。有一点我要告诉朋友们。
There is one point I'd like to tell you.
神是慈爱的神。
Our God is a loving God.
也是有大能的神。
And a powerful one.
我们有的时候觉得我们过不了基督徒的生活。
Sometimes we feel that we cannot live the Christian life.
但是圣经上告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
凡靠着主耶稣基督到神面前的，他都能拯救到底。
He is able to save all those who come before Him.
因为他是永远活着替我们祈求。
Because He lives forevermore and prays and supplies.
他能帮助你做一个真正基督徒的生
命。He is able to help you to live the true Christian life.
请你不要犹豫。
So do not hesitate.
如果你心里还在犹豫的，
If you're still hesitating,
我劝你，求你大胆地放开心来接受他。
I pray that you would be courageous and accept the Lord.
还有没有？
Anymore?
能不能再，如果还有的话，能不能请你举手？
If there are any more, please raise your hand.
好，我再问最后一遍。
I'd like to ask one last time.
神的话告诉我们，当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他，相近的时候 求告他，大水泛滥的时候并没有人到他那里去。所以说我提醒朋友们，要趁着机会，趁着主还在恩典的门打开的时候来接受他。
God's word tells us that we are to come to him and he will meet us. So I pray that you would open up your heart to receive him.
我再问最后一次。
I'd like to ask one last time.
如果你想接受我们主耶稣基督的恩典，
If you want to
打开心来到神的家中，
the grace of the Lord Jesus, please, and come to his house.
请你把手举一下。
Please raise your hand.
好，我们今天呼召就到这里。我要告诉朋友们一个，虽然我们的福音聚会结束在这里，但是神的恩典哦，一直向我们打开。我们有些人可能是第一次听到福音，我们大概需要一段时间来了解，但是我告诉所有的朋友们，这是神的真的恩典，领受这恩典的人是真的福气。
We end our calling here in the gospel meeting here, but I'd like to tell all of the friends that the meeting does not end here, that you can still receive of his great privilege and that you can still be saved.
不管你所处的环境有多么艰难，不管你有多绝望，
No matter how hopeless or how difficult your circumstances may be,
你总有盼望。
You still have hope.
你只要来到神的儿子耶稣基督的面前，你的黑暗要变成光明，你的困难都会除去。
As long as you come before the Son of God, that your darkness will become light and that he can take away all the despair.
主耶稣说，人子来，为要寻找拯救失丧的羊。
The Bible tells us that he has come to seek out the lost.
如果你今天还没有接受，主耶稣会继续地寻找你。我们祷告，有一天你能来到他的羊圈里。
Even if you have not yet received him today, he is still seeking you out. We pray that you will come back to his fold.
好，我们下面做个结束的祷告。
We will end with a prayer.
天上的父啊，感谢你与我们同在。
Heavenly Father, thank you for being with us.
我们的主啊，感谢你，你是死里复活的神。
Dear Lord, I thank you because you are the God that has resurrected from the dead.
在你没有难成的事。
In you there is nothing that is impossible.
你说有就有，命立就有。
Whatever you say occurs.
主啊，你是拯救罪人的神。
You are the God that saves sinners.
主啊，求你感谢你，求你保守这些话。
Lord, thank you. Please watch over your own words.
今天啊，举手决志接受你的朋友们。
Those who have received you and accepted you.
我们相信他们都是有福的。
We believe that they are blessed.
因为主对他们的所说的话都要应验。
Because Lord, everything that you have spoken, you have promised to them will come true.
求你保守他们。
Please watch over them.
使他们啊蒙你的大恩。
So that they would receive your blessings.
今天听到你的话，心里有感动的，啊，也求你啊，在他们心中继续的做工。
And all who have heard your words and their hearts are moved, Lord, please continue to work in their hearts.
你爱我们每个人。
Lord, you love all of us.
你要我们做你的儿女。
You want us to become your children.
愿他们在你所预定的时间，
According to your time, Lord,
特特的归你。
Lord, gather all of your children home.
荣耀感谢都归给我们天上的父。
We give you all glory and thanksgiving to our Heavenly Father.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 感谢主。
Thank the Lord.